It's time for the Gizwiz with Mad's Maddest Writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2100, recorded Thursday, July 9th, 2026. Lord of the Rings. On this episode of the Gizwiz, Dickie D has a brand new monitor that he got instantly. We also have some toys from the Sweet Sweet Toy event, and I have a new keychain gadget that is a big part of the keychain. So all that coming up next on The Gizwiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for The Gizwiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease, under pathology, rows and rows of USBs, glowing blue LEDs. Get ready for The Gizwiz now.
Now! Now! And here he is, the only host that can say he's been on for 2,100 episodes, Dick DiBartolo. Every single episode. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you? Yeah, that's got to be a record of some kind, 2,100 shows.
That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. So congrats, 2,100.
Yes, and to you too. You've done more of them than we did on Twit.
Yeah, for years. Because y'all were daily, I don't have the episode count, but.
Oh, that's right.
For time, I think I have it. So what did you get up to this last week? It was 4th of July?
4th of July. I made a little 90-second video of the tall ships, which was quite a bit of fun.
It's July 4th on the Hudson River, and the tall ships are going as far up as the George Washington Bridge.
Wow.
Then turning and going back down. They started out in the East River. This seems to be the only ship so far that is actually under sail. And way down there, that's the old-timey marina. Okay, still closed. Packed with people. They have something called A-Dock. And A-Dock was built after Katrina. So it's not going to be rebuilt. But that's a public dock just for people to go out and see the Hudson River.
But I think it's windy.
Closer. It was
windy enough for them
right
to actually sail. That was amazing.
And we're crossing a bike lane, but fortunately, there's so many people. Most bikers are just walking their bikes. But a lot more coming up river.
That's
so far,
incredible.
That's the most spectacular. The Coast Guard boats over there, and these are the boats coming back down river.
The turn right before the go to that photo.
Yeah, wow.
Then that's the Coast Guard? I don't know what that is, but it looks like if Tesla designed a Navy
yacht.
Ship.
Yeah.
Right. And
wow.
this is my concept. If you sped up the tall ships 1,000 times, you get this view. This actually is a helicopter shot of something. I'm not sure if it still runs every year. The Hudson River powerboat race. You race up to Nyack, I think, straight up the Hudson.
Wow.
But this is back when it was a really popular event.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those massive sailboats are just so intriguing to me. One of my weird interests is sailing and yachting and boating, even though I have never done it. You have done so much more boating than me, and especially sailboats and catamarans specifically. I just absolutely crush a YouTube video that's like a boat tour of this random sailboat or this catamaran. Like, they just pop up as recommended. I'm like, oh yeah, a 20-minute video about a boat. I'll watch that.
Okay.
And those sailboats are incredible, incredible stuff.
No. What'd you do for the 4th?
Yeah, for the 4th, a friend of mine has some land. This was 2 years ago. I went to a different friend's house. So this is the first time we've been to his house. But he has like a few acres of land. And he had a big group of folks. And I brought some friends. And we had about 10, 12 people there. They had brought fireworks, and they brought the fireworks. I mean, they had boxes that were like this big that had one fuse on it. So you light the fuse.
What?
Yes, exactly. You light the fuse and run away, and then it does basically a little fireworks show for you.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if I have any footage of it because I just switched phones and I don't have any of the footage on my phone at the moment. But yeah, it was, and I mean, they just went all out with their firework budget. They had like six of those boxes. We had normal sparklers, like upgraded sparklers that were like this long. Some Roman candle type things. Like, we just had a blast just firing off as all these fireworks. It lasted for like an hour and a half. All of us just firing off fireworks.
Oh my word.
It was, it was really, really, really great. Tons of fun.
And the Macy's fireworks were also spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you saw any of them. They did the thing that they did for the, I think it was the 200th or the 100th anniversary of the Brooklyn Bridge, which is a fireworks waterfall, and they duplicated that, and they did it twice. I don't know how they got that many fireworks to be on the bridge at one time, but it was really spectacular. So that was fun. We'll just watch it on TV.
Yeah. I love the... I've seen that before, where they do that, tons and tons of sparks off the edge.
Yes.
Let me see. I may have a Google backup of. There we go. Let's see if we can get this to play. Here is just an example of some of the fireworks. Right. That's from the back of, you know, in his backyard is
it was I thought this is Macy's.
No, these are in a backyard. That's what I'm saying. Here, let me see if I can find another.
Wow.
I mean, it was kind of crazy how much could be done in a in just a thing that you can buy off of So that's his backyard, just some like trees. He's lighting the fuse up there. We had like a little platform to set it on.
Holy cow.
And then it does like a show. It like goes through a thing that has a full finale and like.
that must be like $500 to buy something.
I think one of the boxes was around $100, and we had like
only $100.
I think so.
Wow.
I think he said that he did spend around $500 on everything.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's what we ended up doing, and it was pretty fun. It was pretty fun. And other people around us were doing it too. It's another one of those where we went out to the country, so everybody was doing the country thing and firing off fireworks and things like that. Super fun. Happy 250 to everybody.
And that was all in honor of our reaching 2100 episodes.
Exactly. And then of course, and Taylor got married on July 3rd. So
oh yes,
and that of course happened.
You weren't in town, right? Did
no.
you see the person who went around emptying out all the trash cans on the street? Do you know about that?
No, I didn't see this.
Went around. And I think they're selling it all on eBay. It's got, if you want to buy garbage from the event, they're selling cigarette butts.
A used
figuring that celebrities probably went by and threw stuff in trash cans.
That is so funny.
I know. When I saw it, I said, if Chad knows about this, he's on eBay right now buying stuff.
right. Well, with that silliness, let's jump into some silly gadgets, shall we?
Okay, so this video should have run last week, but I put it off to this week because people wanted to hear about the new Soundcore earbuds. But this is a problem that I had. last week.
I have a little story about buying a monitor I didn't expect to buy, by a brand I didn't expect to buy. So what happened last Thursday, we did the Gizwiz show. Everything was fine. Friday morning is when I start making the website for the day, writing about all the gadgets we talked about that Thursday and getting photos. And my HP monitor would not come on. Rebooted a couple of times, would not come on. So I started putting the website together on my Asus, which is a 14-inch screen versus the HP that I like to use, which is 22 inches. I'm working. The HP monitor comes on, but a third of the screen is dark gray. And I realized the monitor is bit the dust. Not terribly disappointed because it's 9, possibly 10 years old. So I go quickly on Amazon. I want a monitor now. So all the brand names that I look at, HP and Asus, Dell, two-day delivery. The only thing available was a Spectre. And this is
Scepter.
It. Scepter. And the Scepter would be available between 6 and 10 that night. Perfect, okay? I could work on the website till 2 in the morning or whatever. So I order it. When I check out, 6 to 11 p.m. is gone. I guess an hour went by. I can get it between 4 and 8 a.m.? No. Or I can get it 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. So I buy for that. And I follow it the next morning on the truck. 7 stops, 5 stops, 3 stops. I get ready for delivery. I look up. The van now is at the George Washington Bridge, going in the wrong direction.
What?
Then the map disappears. Then I get an email from Amazon. Your monitor did not arrive in time to be on the truck. Really? Why was I following it all day? Anyway, I was really angry because it said it will be a day late. Fortunately, at 7 p.m., the bell rings. Hey, we found your monitor. All right, so this is it. And as I said, I wanted something more deluxe than this, but it turned out it's not that bad. And I'll show you some of the features. While most of the monitors I looked at had a single HDMI input. The Spectre has two. Also audio out and a display port and stereo speakers, plus a series of buttons on the back in order to personalize your display. But I found it quite confusing, but I was able to change a couple of different functions. Okay, what did it cost? Okay, bought it Saturday, June 26th. Okay. $72.
Whoa.
Except it was the last day of Prime Day. On Prime Day, believe it or not, this monitor was $59.99.
Wow.
I'm happy with it. All right. I'm somewhere in the next month or year, I'm going to replace this with a 22-inch 4K monitor. But this filled in the need for a monitor really quickly, and it works fine for me.
And the price is fantastic.
It's good. You know, I looked early today. It was only $65.
Wow.
So it didn't go up that much. I don't know what it is now.
I say scroll and $65.
Yeah, it's still $65.
Wow. This does not make sense to me. That an entire 1080p, 440 hertz monitor can cost $65, but
yeah,
like
2026 model.
I want a cutting board, and it costs $25. I don't. It does not make sense to me.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you just need a monitor, I mean, that is
no, absolutely,
I think I've heard of the Scepter brand.
Oh, I've had them in the past. I have two. I have one. I still have one in the kitchen for the kitchen monitor. I mean, they're not crisp like some computers, but then again, they're only $70.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe so, the colors are a little bit more washed out than your super nice monitor, and maybe the viewing angle isn't as nice.
Yeah, no, it's very good.
It's really hard.
Yeah, I'm on it now. Yeah.
It's like a monitor is like, you know, the thing you need to interface with the computer. It's almost like you bought a ream of paper and now you can use it. It's like so inexpensive. It's like now you can have full functionality. That's great. Okie dokie. Should we?
Okay. Moving on to Sweet Sweet, a yearly toy event. And we're going to look at a couple of gadgets here from Just Toys.
Ooh. We're here at Just Play and we're going to find out some new things from them, including the growing tiger and the snuggling sloth.
The tiger is adorable. Oh, Stitch!
And that's Stitch. But we have two other guys we haven't seen before.
I love this tiger.
Where'd our buddy go? Zach, what is this?
So this is For Real Gabby the Grow and Roar Tiger. The more you feed her and the more you play with her, you can watch her grow from small tiger cub to full-grown playful tiger right in front of your own eyes.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Oh, how cute.
What is this magic trick?
And her eyes move, and was she making noise? I didn't hear.
She will roar, and it will actually be a deeper, louder roar when she grows bigger.
Wow. How funny. And what is that retail for?
This is $79.99.
And outer are coming.
We're trickling out as we speak. Walmart, Amazon, Target, coming out now.
At a jungle near you.
That's
okay,
right.
And this guy.
And her friend Snuggles, the smiling sloth. Snuggles loves to smile. And if you pick him up and give him a smile, he will smile right back at you.
Whoa!
Very cute. And he looks great in the box, too. Oh, look at that. And this Snuggles is how much?
This is $45.99.
Tickle Me Elmo has some new features. Is that correct?
That's correct. This is actually the 30th anniversary of the original Tickle Me Elmo.
Okay.
And Elmo is back, bigger and ticklier than before. He's got activations in his belly and both his feet.
He really moves.
The more you tickle him, he'll start flailing his arms around.
Oh, that's very funny. That's very funny. Oh, yeah.
So all the giggles you remember from back in the day, back and better than before.
Now, is he in the marketplace now?
He is on pre-sale right now and will be available for purchase in the next week or two.
Okay, and this is what he's going to be boxed in?
This is, so even on shelf, you'll be able to hear Elmo's giggles if you look at the box.
And the box is bouncing around because he's
causing giggles all over the toy aisle.
That is very funny. Okay, Elmo, thank you. Hey, Elmo, what do you think of the Gizwiz? Is it funny? Yeah, I thought so. What do you think of Dickie Bartolo? Oh, yeah. How about Chad Johnson?
It's too funny.
He fell over. I can't believe, and he's still laughing.
Right through those double doors where the exit sign is, bang a left.
That was great.
That is amazing.
And the amazing thing is he is only $10 more than when he was introduced 30 years ago.
Wow.
He came in at 30 bucks and now he's 40 bucks.
Oh, wow. I love the arms. That's so
good. Oh, the arms and the mouth and his whole body vibrates.
Yeah, he bounces. That's so adorable. So adorable.
It's very clever.
Very cute. And then the growing, I really never thought I would see a growing toy that actually
that is
convincingly grew. Like, Crazy.
Yes. I believe you have your choice of just letting it do that, what he did for the demo, or over time, as the kid keeps feeding it and playing with it, it'll slowly, day by day or a couple days, keep growing. And it grows like 3 inches and gets bigger in every direction. And the voice changes. That I love.
Yeah.
That is so cute.
It's
very clever. Very clever.
And then the smiling sloth.
He has 50 different sounds and reaction. The tiger has 100 sounds and reactions.
And it'll smile at you. Yeah, just play. That is awesome.
And yes, it turned out that they all three are on Amazon. Some of them have different shipping dates. It's shipping. Just in less than a week.
Yeah, that's great. Man. The Tickle Me Elmo and the tiger are really impressive to see how much movement and motors and things they got going on.
It's kind of catching. I thought, oh God, another laughing. But there's something funny about him.
I think the animation that they put in him has changed so much. It looks very lifelike in a way.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Awesome.
And then we have something from a company we deal with a lot, Crayola.
Ooh.
Crayola, we always come here because they have things that light up. But they don't light up. We're really looking at new to this year.
All right, new for this year from Scribble Scrubby, this is the Scribble Scrubby Gold Mountain. So the Scribble Scrubbies actually will glow. When you put them inside the glow mountain, it will light up. And then the Scribble Scrubbies are inside their dinosaurs. They will actually have a little glow that will come to them. It's a little hard to see when we're in daylight here.
And how long does that take? How long does that
You can put them in for about 3 or 4 minutes or so, and then they'll come back out with a little bit of glow. You can actually see the glow on the box a little bit better.
Oh, okay.
Glow Mountain also has like a little catapult, and you can fling them off the catapult. You put some water in here for a little pool with them as well. They retail for $34.99.
Out now?
Everything here will be for holiday.
For the holiday. Yep. Okay. And this guy I've never seen.
Next up is Scribble Scrubby's Color Glass, Rational Color Glass. So last year we had the Crayola Marker Airbrush, which was for ages 6+. The Scribble Scrubby Color Glass, Rational Color Glass, is for ages 3+. And this is the answer for preschoolers to also be able to catch in on some of the fun. So what you would do is you tip open the hat, you would put in a marker. There's a marker in there now. You put the marker into the hat there, and then you would turn it on, and then you're just going to tip him over, and you're going to start to spray art. So now preschoolers have the ability to spray art as well. So it comes with the Arlo, the elephant, and one of the little baby elephants, Scribble Scrubbies. So you can now color or spray, wash them, and do it over and over again for $34.99.
What is that?
So this is Color Wonder now. So Color Wonder, to begin with, is a mess-free answer for parents. So Color Wonder does not get on walls, clothes, or skin. And this is the Color Wonder Magic Light Sound Brush featuring Miss Rachel. So the playset will have Miss Rachel's voice. Miss Rachel will sing. Miss Rachel will have different little commentary, so she'll teach the kids some songs, and then it will light up, and you'll have a painting experience where you paint, and then you can change the colors, and then you can paint the other colors, and then the next color. Featuring Miss Rachel, who is the preschool phenomenon right now.
Perfect.
That was great. Thank you so much.
Oh, I don't hear you, Chad.
We're having all sorts of mic problems. Yeah, it sounds like you were picking up someone else's mic. That's really cool.
Yeah, picked up somebody's mic.
Yeah.
I like that little thing that You pick the color and it's instantly in that pen. I think that's very cute for kids.
Yeah. I really haven't seen that that much. And yeah, that looks really, really cool. And neat that you could individually choose each color. Very, very neat.
And as she said, these are all Christmas items, which usually means they'll probably ship in September. So
exactly.
Not like 3 months away or
exactly.
2 months away.
Exactly. Very, very cool. Okay. Well, with that.
And I have some more stuff next week.
Oh, good. From the Sweet Sweet event. Great.
Sweet.
Yeah. Let's head into the crappiness.
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. We are in Keychain Gadget Month, and I recorded this video earlier, so let's take a look. We are in Keychain Gadget Theme Month, and I was thinking, for a keychain, what is the most annoying part of a keychain? And that is the key ring. This thing has probably been the plague of many fingernails trying to get under one of these to lift it and put a key on. Oh, so yeah. There's gotta be a better solution. And I went ahead and ordered two different types of key rings to add to our key chains. Here, let's take a look at the first one. This is from Nighteye. We've actually covered a few other Nighteye gadgets.
This one uses a
Sorry about that. The quality was just so bad. Solid ring with a little bit of a hinge here to be able to push your keys through. So I have an assortment of keys from various times in the past. And let's try to fit one through. What's kind of nice is you can actually use the key as almost a push point. There we go.
Oh,
and that one's on.
Clever.
Getting it out. Still pretty tricky. You still really gotta have a fingernail to push up against that. Oh man, yikes. There's a little notch there that's hard to get the key over. Also, this is a really, really thick ring, which this type of key, I think this is gonna be impossible for it to fit on. Yeah, it's too thick for this key to even go on the actual ring. This one is on, but doesn't add a lot of play. You're like really stuck there. Okay, well, that is the Nighteye. You get two of them in the package. Very solid. They feel like they're made out of steel there. So next is the Tisser. And these are completely different. These rings are made out of titanium. And they're a little bit smaller than I anticipated when ordering them. And you'll notice that they still have some type of loop mechanism going on. And the way you're supposed to pull this one open is you go at it from the side, and then you should be able to easily separate sort of that direction so that you can fit your keys onto the key ring.
Mm.
Now, in the Amazon page, they make this look like super duper simple, and it is quite, like my fingers are already kind of hurting here trying to make that happen. So let's try to fit a key onto it. Already,
would be a good help.
Oh my gosh, this might be worse than a normal key ring. How do I actually try to do this maneuver? I need three hands to pull this off. Oh my gosh.
Get your camera person to help.
Do you see what's happening here? Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Okay, here, let's go at it this way. There we go. Okay. What? That's not how that's supposed to work. I'm afraid I'm going to break this. Okay, this is way worse than a normal key ring. There we go. And now you feed that all the way through. And there you go. Okay, well, you get two of those in the kit. I would say a big dud on those. The Nighteye O series is okay, but Nighteye's Night Z,
Night Eyes,
is okay, but this ring is super duper thick, so it makes it hard for the keys to actually get on it. Okie dokie. Well, let's take a look. Neither are that expensive, which is nice. The Night Eyes version is only $7 for those rings.
Oh, okay.
And then the other is only $10 for the titanium rings. Yeah, wouldn't suggest those. There's a lot of these type of the titanium ones that I was noticing. Here's a few.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that type of thing, like this. And like this one, which had three different sizes of it. But like here, you can see they make it look like so simple. Like, oh yeah, you just pull that apart. Like it's nothing. and yeah, it's definitely not quite that simple as they make it seem. Like, yeah. Oh yeah, just pull that apart. So there you go. Two different options for key rings, but... I think I'm just sticking to my normal key ring at the moment. I haven't found a better option, I feel like. So there you go. We'll continue to look at some keychain gadgets in the coming month. With that,
excellent.
Let's head to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
All right, Dewey in Port Angeles, who has sent us some videos before, says, Dick and Chad, here's a video about a ring device I backed on Kickstarter.
Ooh.
So here's Dewey's video.
Hi, Dickie D and Chad. This may look like a ring box, but no, Dick, I'm not getting ready to propose. You're already married. It is a different kind of ring box for something called the Prolo Ring. It's also the charging station for it.
Wow.
Prolo Ring is a Bluetooth device that can act like a trackpad. It has two areas on it, a trackpad area and a what they call a mode area, where you can switch it into different modes. More on that in a second. But if you watch the screen, once I connect.
Oh. It's a live demo.
You can see I can scroll. You can move the cursor around. Select a different part of the screen. It basically is a trackpad on your finger. But wait, there's more. There is a two-page sheet, cheat sheet of functions that this can have. And it can do that in a number of areas. It has the cursor mode, which I was just showing you, works like a trackpad or a mouse. Navigation mode, so it has a mode you can put it into, and you can use it to like switch between slides in a presentation. There's a what it's called, they call a touch mode. It's for things like volume and playback. And then there's actually an air mode where you turn that on and you swipe your hand, and the movement of your hand causes it to perform a function as well.
Wow.
I sent you guys a copy of this sheet, so if you want to share it, but it's quite detailed. I just received this thing. I'm just getting kind of used to how it works, but it's actually pretty cool. Very complicated, though. For something less complicated, before I got this, I got a different device that basically is just nothing but a trackpad with two buttons. It's basically like a mouse that does the same thing. It can move things around and select them. Not as exciting. Anyhow, love you guys. Hope you enjoyed this.
I love the gadget. Like it's so purpose built. It looks so looks, you know, artistic. You know, they really put in a lot of effort into the ring, and then the PDF is like
how much? What it was must have been.
Oh yeah,
expensive, right?
Here, let me find it.
Was there no link? I thought there was a link.
Here, no, I got it right here, though.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Where do you buy it? I don't want to compare the edition. I want your store. Here we go. $200 $200 for the Pro Edition. The bundle with the case is $230. Is that right? Gosh, that's tiny.
Boy,
yeah, $230.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I wonder how you charge it if you don't have the charging case.
Maybe there's just a port, and then the case just makes it elegant. I'm not sure. How do you charge it? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I could never learn all of it.
Yeah, here. So, and then it looked like on the homepage, and this may be the same type of demo. Oh, no, it doesn't look like it. This is their little demo. But yeah. That PDF that he showed makes me feel like instantly I'm like, this is like a hobbyist. I don't know why. I was like, oh, it's someone's passion project. That's really fun. is like the impression that I got. Oh my gosh. It looks like, where is this? Dewey sent over a demo video.
Yes.
So that if you kind of want a better idea of what it's like, here, let me show off this. Joey apparently did that, this video. And so you're getting it to connect. Here, let's actually see some of the demo. So, is he just pairing it the whole time? Oh, I guess this is a big old list. This is in a playlist of tutorials. Oh, I see.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. It has built-in LEDs.
Yeah. It has all sorts of stuff in there. It does a lot. I don't know. It's like the funniest gadget to me because it is so purpose-built. And everything about it is just like a really funny vibe of
you have to have a great memory and really be into it.
You're like got to memorize the PDF to swipe in between. I could see for a presentation that would be really cool is, okay, next slide, I just swipe to the next thing. You know, that's really neat. I have never seen a trackpad that small. Either of the devices that he showed off, I've never seen a trackpad that tiny. So,
Would it fit on a keychain?
Literally, it's that small. Dewey, that is really cool. I mean, I didn't know that a gadget existed. The fact that you have one, amazing, great video, amazing warehouse. That's really cool.
So. Dewey will get the current issue of Mad 600. And we're looking for more videos, okay? Just make it 1 to 3 minutes. Anything to do with about a gadget. Here was a gadget he got on Kickstarter. It can be a gadget you bought and love, bought and hate. And we especially love when you find old gadgets that you paid a lot of money for and now the specs are laughable. But we love those kind of things. Any kind of gadget, make a little video, 1 to 3 minutes, horizontal format, landscape format, and make sure we can hear you and see the gadget. That's all we require. Put it up on YouTube. There's a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted if you don't want everybody to be watching it. And email the URL to us that you get from YouTube, mail@gizwiz.tv. mail@gizwiz.tv, and we can use one right away. Especially if you haven't submitted before, it'd be great.
Yes. We'd love a new submission. Do it now. Thank you so much. With that, let's head into the letter. Become the letters, your lovely letters.
Arletta is from North Hall, who said, Dick and Chad, thanks for showing my video on last week's show, The Eyeglass Temple Hooks. However, it seems the carousel that I keep my eyeglasses on stole the video. They don't have the exact one that I bought anymore, but there are several on Amazon that are close. They even have, here's the single tier model. And he said they even make a double tier model.
Oh,
there it is, double tier model for $24. And then I was on that page and I found one for $10.
Wow.
Looks pretty similar.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great way to, and also this has a little shelf on the top.
Yeah.
For your
this is great for your glasses collection.
Yeah.
This one has a little lip on the bottom with a shelf on the top.
And that's the top. These are great fun.
Yeah.
And I think everybody who has glasses has several pairs.
Yeah. I mean, even sunglasses, you know, this would be great by the front door. Throw your keys on the
absolutely.
Top.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. That's great. Thank you so much for following up and sending that over. Because, we were enamored.
That was great. Norris, thank you for that. That was great.
The glasses tree. Yes, thank you so much. Also, a huge thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting our show every single episode. You guys are incredible. If you like the Gizwiz and have been listening to the show or watching the show, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz. We really, really appreciate all the support. Thank you so much. If you want to give a one-time donation and want to give via PayPal, you can head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv, and click on the Patreon tab. There you'll find a big old banner for Patreon, but you'll also find a little link to PayPal so you can donate via PayPal. Head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv, where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. When we're live, I encourage you to join the chat room and chat along with all of the fantastic folks in our community here. It's a fantastic time. If you don't watch the show live, all of our episodes are there on the website after the fact, so you can watch them. They're also on our YouTube page or Apple Podcasts, all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Sticky D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget on the show. He needs a monitor to do it. So the monitor's dead, you'll need a new monitor. head over to gizwiz.biz to read about those gadgets and to remind yourself about what we talked about on the show. And if you ever need a link or a reminder, they're right there. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? Where you gotta guess this gadget. It's not a piece or part of a gadget. It is the entire gadget. And this is obviously, like at a bar where you gotta leave your keys in a cup. This is to leave your credit card in this carousel so you don't spend too much money. That's what that is. If you think you know what this is, get a guessing over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Man Magazines for correct answers, 12 Man Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guessing over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show, and we'll see you next week.
I'll be here.